This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Donald Trump's lead attorney in his New York criminal case told the Associated Press he was shocked at the former president's calm demeanor when the verdict was read in court. Defense lawyer Todd Blanche said that Trump just kind of took it with the appropriate solemnness for the moment. Blanche said that he thought Trump was still handling himself well on Friday, the day after the verdict, even as a Republican has rallied that the trial was unfair. A jury of 12 New Yorkers convicted Trump of 34 counts of falsifying business records. Speaking to reporters Friday, Trump portrayed himself as a victim of a rigged trial. The United Nations Security Council has voted unanimously to end the UN political mission in Iraq, established in 2003, after the United States-led invasion that toppled Saddam Hussein to coordinate post-conflict humanitarian reconstruction efforts and to help restore representative government in the country. The Iraqi government asked the council in a May 8th letter to wrap up the mission by the end of 2025. That's what the resolution adopted Friday does. It extends the mandate of the United Nations Assistance Mission in Iraq for a final 19 months until December 31st of 2025. The council said it supports Iraq's continuing stabilization efforts, including its ongoing fight against the Islamic State group and Al-Qaeda extremists. The United States and allies, South Korea and Japan, clashed with China and Russia over North Korea's latest satellite and ballistic missile launches and threats to use nuclear weapons that have escalated tensions in Northeast Asia. The scene was an emergency opening meeting at the UN Security Council Friday, called after North Korea's failed launch of a military reconnaissance satellite on May.